God often gives us a dream, a promise, or a vision, and then he calls us to wait until the fulfillment of that thing. There's a good chance you're in a waiting season. David gets anointed to be the king of Israel, but he has to wait over a decade before he steps into that role. Joseph has a dream when he's younger, but he has to wait until it comes the time for him to be second to the hand of Pharaoh, and then his brothers come and he is able to supply their need. Noah waited decades for it to rain as he is building the ark. So God may have placed something in your heart, and now he is calling you to wait. This is such an important and often overlooked season in our life, and there is a good chance you are in a waiting season right now. So I want to give you 12 keys to operate and maximize and understand your waiting season. May these keys give you peace as you wait on the Lord. The first is, in your waiting season, God wants to strengthen your heart. Waiting is about your heart being strengthened. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the word says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles and soar. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint." So the purpose of the waiting is for God to work in your heart as you are waiting on him. In him, God is working. He is working on your heart. If you have ever noticed your heart rate or your heartbeat when you are resting, you will notice that you may be sitting and relaxing, but your heart is beating. It's pumping blood to every area of your body, and your circulatory system is still working, even though you are resting. So you're waiting for the fulfillment of that promise, but God may be testing you in the process and strengthening your heart. David went through a lot of testing in his waiting process. He has Saul chasing him with a spear, trying to end his life. And it was about how David moved in this season. And David always kept a pure heart as he is waiting on the Lord. David had such a good heart for God. No, he wasn't perfect. Yes, he did commit adultery with Bathsheba and murder her husband Uriah in the process, but David kept a repentant heart. We see that as David is in the wilderness, he has opportunities to kill Saul, but he doesn't, because he knows that Saul is the Lord's anointed and David feared the Lord. Later on, Saul dies and David loved Saul so much. This was a man who was trying to murder David, but David mourns and weeps for Saul when he dies. So in your waiting season, God uses it to strengthen your heart and build your character. This is why it's so important. The second key is, don't be so focused on the next season that you miss what God is doing now. I get that God showed you a vision. He put a promise within your heart, and maybe for a marriage, and maybe for kids, and maybe to launch that business, but you may be in a season of serving. And so in serving, you don't want to miss what God has for you before the fulfillment of that promise that God has given you. It's important that we don't get so focused and fixated on the future that we miss all the wonderful things that God is doing in our life right now in this season. Can you be grateful for this season? Because gratitude in this season allows you to get promoted into the next. Do not miss what God has for you right now in this season. Three, is it's a season of preparation. Waiting season is about you being prepared. I talked about the preparation of your heart and the preparation of your character. So this season is not a waste, but it's a season for you to get prepared. Be prepared. You can still build skills in the waiting season. Continue to pursue the Lord in the waiting season. Get strong and strengthen yourself in God as you wait on Him. Waiting means your soul is wrapped in the presence of the Holy Spirit and you continue to seek Him. So don't waste this waiting season, but put on the full armor of God. Gird your waist with the truth. Know the truth about who you are in Christ. Strengthen your identity in Christ as you remove it from anywhere you may have placed it in the world, like your occupation or how much money you make or things that you have achieved. Remove your identity from these things and solidify your identity in Christ and continue to serve Him and pray in the Spirit, building yourself up so you can be that person who God wants you to be. The waiting season is a season of preparation. 4, is don't rush to come out of it. Get equipped in it. It's a season of equipping. If you rush to get out of this season, you will miss what God wants to do in your heart and how He wants to prepare you. You want to go to another level and be promoted in the Spirit? Well, it's going to come with a different level of warfare. So are you ready for that next level of warfare? Because as God ordains you and strengthens you and elevates you in the Spirit, warfare is coming. So you better know the truth, because spiritual warfare, in its simplest sense, is a lie versus the truth. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But when that serpent comes crawling into your garden, into your work environment, into your marriage, into the places and spaces where you are, will you know the truth when that serpent tries to speak that lie over your marriage, or over your job, or over your heart, or over your mind? Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So don't rush to come out of this, but get equipped in this season. The fifth key I have is to wait in hope. Hebrews says that hope is the anchor for the soul. What is the soul biblically? It's your innermost thoughts or your mind. It's your emotions and it's your will, meaning your strongest desires. Continue to have your soul be anchored in hope. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, there is three great things: faith, hope, and love. Love is the greatest, but do not let go of that hope. Continue to hope in the Lord that He who promised you is faithful, that He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him, that as you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. So don't lose that hope. Keep your eyes on the hope, knowing that He who you promised is faithful. I know I already said that, but that's something that you want to hope in, that God is faithful to give you that promise. He is good. So continue to hold on to that hope, knowing that Jesus is good. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent, meaning change His mind. God is not going to change His mind on you. God is not going to give up on you. And Romans 11 says that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So you can rest in that with hope. 6 is surrender and submit in this season with joy. You know that in one area of your life, you are called to wait Okay, that's another important point, that you may be operating in different things to the fullest, right? You may be operating in your marriage to the fullest, meaning you're already married, you're 5 years deep, but now you're waiting for that marriage ministry to launch. But it's important that you surrender and submit in this season with joy. Don't let go of that joy that you have in Christ, that Christ is your joy, and you can continue to fellowship with the Holy Spirit and just surrender. Surrender in this season. Again, not rushing to come out of it, but surrendering and submitting and saying, God, if this is truly where you want me, God, if you want me waiting, God, then my soul shall wait and hope in you. I will wait in you like a man waits for the morning sun, right? Just waiting upon the Lord, waiting for him to rise and shine his glory on you, looking expectantly, right? When you're waiting, you're looking expectantly, expecting for God to do something great. Can you wake up tomorrow and just expect that God is going to do something great in your life today, right now? I get that you want that promise so bad, but you're surrendering and you're submitting now, and you're just expecting for God to do something beautiful today, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and you are called to rejoice and be glad in it today. 7, as God wants to make you more like Jesus before he launches you into the next. This is what the waiting season is about. It's for God to give you the character of Jesus. They will know you by your fruits. Are you possessing and displaying the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes in the waiting season, you may have to let go of something so that way you can grow your roots and your identity deep in Christ, in his word, meaning you are abiding, knowing that Jesus, he's the true vine and you're just the branch, meaning that you can do nothing apart from him. Whatever it is that you're trusting God for, you're not trusting in your own strength or your own wisdom or your own intellect, but you're trusting in God. The word says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. You're growing roots deep in this waiting season and saying, God, make me more like Jesus. Give me that compassion, because Jesus was moved by compassion. When you move, you don't want to move from a spirit of lust or greed or selfish ambition, but you want to move with compassion, right? Building that business with compassion, building your family from a true place of compassion, that you want to extend the love of Christ to your children. You want to extend the love of Christ to your employees or your coworkers. You want people to see Jesus, because that's what it's all about. That's what this life is about. It's not about you. It's actually not about your promise or the dream or the vision that you are waiting for. It's about Jesus and knowing Jesus and encountering Jesus and having other people encounter Jesus too. So if you gotta wait to be that person who God wants you to be, allow him to mold you. He will take you out of the miry clay, like it says in Psalm 40, and he will set your feet upon the rock, who is Christ. 8, seasons are meant to season you. You gotta go through the seasons, because they will season you. They will season your heart. They will season your character. They will make you that seasoned saint, built strong in the Lord, not moved, not shaken, but your soul silently waits for God, as people may come against you in what you're building, right? Mockers may come as you build that ark or that business or that church or that ministry. But now your heart is prepared, because you went through the waiting season and God strengthened your heart and gave you that character of Christ. Wow, seasons are meant to season you. Are you willing to be seasoned, or do you want to be an unseasoned steak, right? You want your steak to have some salt, to have some pepper, to have some Louisiana rub, right? Allow God to season you. Seasons are meant to season you so you can add flavor into the world, so you can add preservation of life. Just like Esther, God is giving you that role as a king, as a queen, as a business owner, as a husband, as a principal, whatever it is. He is giving you that role so that way others may see Christ. So that way others, their lives may be preserved, is what it says in Esther, that Esther is risen up as a queen to save lives, to preserve the lives of God's people. It's about God and Him calling forth His people into His kingdom. 9, God wants to do something in you now that strengthens you for the next. God's moving in you now. He's working in you now. He's working in your character and your heart now to strengthen you for the next. 10, you can't rush this season, but you can delay it. Uh-oh. You can't rush this season, but you can delay it. When you try to rush it, you will delay it. When God has given you the marriage promise and you're still scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, lusting after every person you see, you will delay it. When God has given you the vision or the dream and you know it's not time yet, you know that you need to be positioned serving God where you are, then you will delay it, which is why I said it's important to surrender and submit to this season in joy, right? When you just have joy and you're resting in the presence of God, it's not like you're going or you're enduring through a season. You shouldn't be enduring through this season. You should have joy in this season. You can't rush it, but you can delay it. Ask God. Actually ask God. What do you want now while I wait for the next? Listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you of your sin. Get deeper with the Holy Spirit in this season, saying, God, what do you want now? What moves do you want me to make now in this season while I wait for you for the next? Because it's a good season. As long as Jesus is in the season, it's a good season. So God, what do you want right now in this season? Who do you want me to bless? Who do you want me to serve? Who do you want me to give to from my talents and my gifts right now in this season? Joseph is waiting for the fulfillment of the promise that God has given him. And in this process, he finds himself in the midst of a prison. But Joseph, he doesn't sulk. He's not complaining being in the prison, but he's saying, God, what do you want now? And in the prison, he sees two hearts that are crushed, and this leads him to operate in his gift of interpreting dreams. So in your waiting season, you can still use your gifts, still use that ministry gift of the prophetic, of evangelism, of teaching, of pastoring. Still use the ministry gifts that God has given you in the waiting season. And in the waiting season, depending on what you're waiting for, still build what God wants you to build. Noah is waiting decades for it to rain, but he is still building the ark day after day, faithfully building that ark of God. So continue to build what God wants you to build and ask God, what do you want now while I wait for the next? Number 12, it's important for you to know that the waiting is not a waste. Don't think this season is a waste. Know that God has His purpose in it. He's moving in it. He's molding you in it. And he's doing a great thing in this season. If you believe that, thank him for it, knowing that your waiting is not a waste. God is doing something beautiful within you. Have faith. Believe that. Remove doubt. Remove naysayer voices that come against you within your own thoughts, and know that your waiting is not a waste, but it's for the purposes of God to be established in you. That's 12 keys on how to maximize your waiting season. It is not a waste. God is doing something great within you. Share this message with someone who needs it. If you have a question, comment below regarding the waiting season or anything that God is stirring up within your heart. God bless you. So glad you're here, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.